because it affects the Isle of Man and it affects people here. And since the 1960s, we've had a certain way of life through the way that we do business, and we've always been whiter than white when it comes to.
So you could see the Isle of Man really being threatened?
Well, it's just it's about the changing nature of the business, and the Isle of Man's always been on top of what's going on. So therefore, we've always been whiter than white. We've always passed our tests, but at the end of the day, we are an island, a small market on the edge of Europe, in the Irish Sea, on the verge of the Atlantic, and we've always got to have an advantage to stay whiter and white. Our civil servants and our government's got to be on top of this sort of thing.
This is being rushed through because of the Russian involvement, but it's not just Russia, is it?
No, it covers all overseas investors. So since 2016, the regime that's being introduced is applied to UK companies and UK structures. It's now being considered for application more widely. And I can't get into the detail because there are people at much higher pay than me in our legal community and our trust community who will tell you all about the technical aspects. But I really hope that our politicians and our government officials are on top of it as well, because our livelihood here depends on making sure we get our response right.
You're concerned also that this might have an effect on house prices in the island.
Yeah, it might well do, because our market's a small market, but it's obviously matters what's going on in prices for local people, and there are local factors at play as well. But there's been a lot of talk recently about buy-to-let investors, and the reason why there are buy-to-let investors here on the island is because house prices in the UK went up, and so therefore people were seeing opportunities here. So if by chance the selling activity of people in London causes the house market to turn round the other way across, it would impact here.